Well, it looks like dairy's taking center stage when it comes to farm bill negotiations, and unfortunately, it's not in the best light. Matter of fact, House Speaker John Boehner made it clear that he is not a proponent of market stabilization or supply management program.
I am confident that the conference report will not include supply management provisions for the dairy program.
Now, conferees had hoped to hold a meeting on Thursday, but plans were put on hold after Boehner reiterated his comment against supply management. And again, he made it clear that this is something that he will not support. He said he already doesn't like the direction of farm policy, and this would just make it worse.
But let's not make it any worse by including supply management tools that really will make it worse. I have fought off the supply management ideas for 23 years that I've been in Congress, and my position hasn't changed.
Meanwhile, most of the agriculture community is looking forward to noon Eastern time. That's when the USDA will release their January production and stocks report. Now, looking back to the November report, the USDA was projecting that soybean prices this fiscal year would drop by 11%, wheat by 13%, and corn by over 36%. However, Joe Glauber says when you look at world supplies, they're tight enough that a change in this report could impact future prices.
Despite the fact that we've had these increases in global production, we're still seeing stock levels at reasonably tight levels. So it wouldn't take much to see your higher prices a turnaround if we saw a shortfall in the Southern Hemisphere, a shortfall in parts of Europe or, you know, Black Sea region.
Now, Glauber also talked about exports for this fiscal year. He said through the first 2 months, they're up over last year. However, he said for the entire year, they're going to be lower.
We're projecting a bit of a decline from the record levels we saw in 2013. Price levels are lower for many of the commodities. And so looking at grains and feeds, the value for grains and feeds for 2013 was around $31.3 billion. We're looking at something closer to $28 billion for 2014.
However, UW dairy economist Mark Stevenson feels one area on the export front that should continue to rise is on the dairy scene.
We've had an almost annual increase in export sales. Today, we're exporting a little bit more than 15% of our milk supply in dairy products, and that's just growing year over year. So we're becoming more sophisticated marketers overseas. We have the capacity to produce more milk, and it appears as though there are market opportunities. So all those things come together, and I think we'll sell some product.
Well, even though prices didn't change, dairy remains rather strong on this Friday morning with blocks at $2.20 a pound, barrels $2.16, and AA butter $1.67.5 per pound. Class 3 prices, January $20.38, February $20.19, and April at $18.60. Board of Trade lowered A for corn. March drops a nickel to 412 a bushel. May down to 420. Beans for January off 4.5. 1296 and 1/2 cent. March up to 1273 and 3/4 cent per bushel. While slaughter cows, cattle and utilities, 78 to as much as 98. Most of slaughter cows, 60 to 77. And slaughter bulls, 72 to 98. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 245. Heifer calves, 60 to 145. Barrels and gilts, 62 to 74. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And those feeder lambs, 170 and down. And that is your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.